Good morning, everyone. This is Audio Boo. No, sorry. Audio Mo, day 7, even though it's actually 8. And I'm ready to go to the hospital, so I'm just going to do a quick update while I'm... Well, I should be ready now. I am ready, but I've just got to feed my dog and take him out. So let's do that. Feeling a bit anxious. Not really about the hospital, just generally about family stuff, which I don't really want to go into on here. It's nothing, I don't think it's anything bad, but I'm a little bit on edge. Keep the blooming dog bowl. That's the little one's bowl. He's gone back to bed because he doesn't know I'm going out. I feel slightly stressed this morning. And I just want to give his food. I've got up and got ready okay. It's just that I sat around a bit, drinking my tea, and I can't find his... I've got them. Okay, his tablets. That's coming up, it's a few minutes fast, it's approaching 8:15 a.m. And my appointment's at 10, so they say you have to be ready 2 hours before, so I've actually got several appointments today. It might be a bit of a long day. Okay. Let's feed this dog. I filled the water up in the night. I forgot to check it before I went to bed. And then I was awake in the night. I did sleep, but I was awake at one point. And I heard Lammy go downstairs and he was scraping this bowl across the floor, which is what he rakes it, which is what he does when it's empty. So I filled it up and it's nearly empty again. Oh, I must have drunk a load of it. No, I'll come. Good boy, sit. I need to fill up my water bottle. That's what I've got to do next. Dish up because only a small bottle of it. I've really got room in my bag for anything bigger, and I don't want to start taking carrier bags around with me. Okay. Put that in my bag and then take these dogs out. Lammy's already been out. He might want to go out again. Right, sorry this is very boring. I wanted to catch up. I don't seem to be doing very well with Audio Mo. I think I've had 3 months of doing booze every day, like Marching On, ABC and May Days, which I really enjoyed. And Audio Mo, I'm really struggling with it for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe I've just run out of things to record. You come in? Go on then, quick. Now, Pinky, I don't want you out here. Now, he's quite eager to get to the run, so I think he's probably drunk nearly all that water. Busy, busy. The sun was out, but it seems to have gone. Let's see. It definitely was here, but it isn't now. Here we go with the English summer again. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Good boy. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Good boy. Oh dear. I'm not really... I did sleep, but I didn't have a lot of sleep because I went to bed late. I fell asleep and then I woke up, but my sleeping has been a lot better, but I don't suppose it'll last. Come here. Good boy, sit. Wait. Go on then, off you go. Now I'm ready, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload this. Come on. And, I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about, actually. Sit. Good boy. She's gone out there now. My new bag. For those of you who don't know, I'm on peritoneal dialysis 4 times a day. And I've been on it for 2 years on the 10th of this month. And about a year and 3 months ago, excuse me, they decided that I should go on to another regime. Instead of doing these 4 bags, do 3 of them in the day and a long-lasting one at night, because these don't work for more than 4 to 6 hours. And so the long-lasting one, I went to do the training for it and discovered that it was going to be difficult for me to do it on my own, so my husband was going to have to do it. And what with one thing and another, I didn't start it. And then at Christmas, I still hadn't started it, and they said, well, you know, you really ought to. You'd feel a lot better. So we had a revision course, and I didn't even do it this time. I said, oh, let's just let him learn it. And I still didn't do it. And then I suddenly decided that I wanted to do it a couple of weeks ago. So he's been doing it, but it's been a bit hit and miss because because like a couple of times, like he went out, and I didn't want to have to wait if in case he was late home and things like that, or he was really tired, where he had been working since, you know, really early, and he fell asleep and I didn't want to wake him up. So we decided to see if I could do it myself. So the upshot of it is that I can, except last night I made a complete mess of it because I couldn't get it to drain. And when he looked, I'd hung the bag up upside down. I couldn't find a hole to hang it up. It hangs up on a hook. And I couldn't find the little hole in the bag. I did find a hole, but he said it was the wrong one. I think I made a hole in like the outside of the plastic of the bag. But anyway, the bit that I was having the issue, what we thought I'd have the issue was actually joining it. You've got 2 tubes and you have to take the end off both of them and you have to connect them together. But you can't touch the end of either of them because the fluid goes through that and then into my abdomen. So it could, if I get any bacteria onto the end of the nozzles that join together, then obviously it's going to be transmitted into me, which isn't good. So the thing is, I had to get these things together in midair, and they're like the ends of a tube with the cap taken off, but one's bigger than the other. The one in the right hand has to sit over the top of the one in the left hand, and then you screw them together. And the issue we had was, would I be able to get them together? Now, I could quite easily, but I was finding it difficult to get it in the centre where it needed to be, and I was fiddling around with it, and it was taking too long. So I said, Obi said, let me have a go in it. So I said, well, why don't you try doing it with your eyes closed? I wasn't being funny, but I thought it might give him an insight into the difficulties I'm having. So he said, yes, that's what I am doing. And then within seconds, he said, I know how you can do it. And he said, "You when you hold the little tube in each hand, Slammy ready to come in yet? You hold the tube in each hand, and then you have your index finger sticking out beyond the end of it slightly on each hand, so that you bring your hands together, and when your index fingers touch the tips of them, that means the tubes are actually lined up correctly, and it really and you can screw them together without fiddling around. She's coming, but he hasn't. So yeah, that's a really innovative way of me being able to do it, which no one had thought of before, and I didn't even think of either. So I was really pleased with that. It means I haven't got to rely on anybody else. Oh, you did come in. Oh, okay. Means I haven't got to rely on anyone else. It's just, what you know, a case of getting used to it. It is a bit fiddly because you've got to take you've got to pull a loop off the bag, and you have to pull it quite hard, and then you've got to hold that in your right hand without touching it, making sure that the end of it doesn't touch anything. And then somehow with the left hand only, you've got to unscrew the cap off the other tube, and without touching that on anything either. So that's the fiddly bit. It's not the joining that's difficult. It's that bit. It's actually making sure that they don't touch, have any contact with the surface you're working on. Okay, well, I think that's my driver. So I'll probably upload this evening, and I'll speak to you later. 99% battery power. Yeah. 99% bulletin form. Orientation locked. Pause recording.